My name is Jackson Yeloa, and I came up with the Smart Parking Assistant app. So my purpose is simple: to help drivers avoid tickets and save time in the city of San Francisco. The Smart Parking Assistant uses automation to track your parking limit and make paying for parking effortless. The solution that I came up with for expensive tickets around San Francisco is that my app will learn from your parking habits. So if you are parked in a free 2-hour zone, the app will detect that you are parked, and it will do that because the Bluetooth will disconnect from your phone or from the car as well. And when that happens, a timer will start depending on how long you can stay there. So if it's a 2-hour zone, a 2-hour timer will start. Once it gets to 1 hour, it's going to give you a notification that you have only 1 hour left. When you get to 30 minutes, only 30 minutes left before you have to go move your car so that you can avoid a ticket. Of course, there's different types of parking around San Francisco. So if you are in a pay-to-park zone, the app will open the correct city payment page instantly. It's going to recognize your license plate number, so you don't have to type it in every time. It's also going to know your preferred method of payment, so that you don't have to type it in every time. So it's all about the ease of use. It's all about making it easier and faster. Okay, so why now? Because San Francisco tickets are very expensive. There's confusing signage everywhere. Sometimes it says, oh, you cannot park here Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, who knows? So it's just making it more clear for the driver, making it better for commuters. So for my project, I initially started with 12 coworkers, and these are the, so I work in Pier 39. I forgot to say that I work at Pier 39 with 12 coworkers who I presented the idea to, and they all kind of like it. So that's my initial market. My expanded market would be to daily commuters around the area that also have to park nearby Pier 39, students, local workers around Pier 39, and also tourists, because of course there's a lot of tourists that like to go to Pier 39. Parking for a garage would be like $20, $40 for the whole day, so it'd be nice to have something for free. And long-term market would be all high-density San Francisco neighborhoods. So like I said, I started with the 12-person test group, and hopefully I can get more customers word of mouth at Pier 39. Thinking about putting flyers on the windshields of cars just to get some traction, the name of my brand out there. And yeah, hopefully like that, I can expand block by block. Of course, there's a lot of competitors. So you have pay by phone parking apps. You have general navigation apps like Apple Maps and Google Maps. And of course, city parking websites. Of course, going to a city parking website can be tedious and it takes a lot of time. So what differentiates my app is that it starts the automatic timer when you park. There's no manual parking payment because it already knows your stuff, and hyper-local accuracy. And like I said before, it saves your information for ease of use. 1 minute. Okay, so traction, like I said, I started with the 12-person committed test market. There's always going to be a lot of pain points because there's always tickets going out to everybody. So there's no lack of that. There's a clear demand within a 4-block pilot zone because there's barely any parking surrounding the Pier 39 area. So it's just a lot of people looking for parking every day. Okay, so my revenue is $5 per month for 15 people. That'd be $75. In total, that's about $900. 15 cents. And hopefully I can make about $150 profit with the costs incurred. And yeah, so for my call to action, I want to take the chaos out of San Francisco parking and giving clarity to drivers and commuters. So I just wanted to point out on the last page, I kind of had like some pictures of what the app looked like on Replit, and I was pretty excited to share it, but it looks like it just didn't transfer. But yeah, the app is functional on my phone. Obviously, it's not there yet where like people could use it, but it looks pretty cool.
Well, thanks. That was great. Really interesting. But what about pay by phone? Doesn't that do an awful lot of what you want to do for parkers?
Pay by phone? Yeah, but that you have to take out your phone. You have to dial a number. You have to talk to somebody. I hate talking to people. My app is more so, you know, you park, your phone automatically detects where you're at. It knows how much you would have to pay. And it just knows the regulations. So there's not so much on your end of like having to do anything. You just get out of your car. The app knows what you're going to do, or it knows the regulations, and it just makes it simple, makes it easier.
And what are your next steps beyond your first initial dozen testers?
Like I said, if I can get a good amount of traction within the 12 person test group, I could try putting flyers, printing out flyers and putting them around that whole area, but like on windshields of cars, just to get my name out there. And also speaking with people around Pier 39, like other coworkers, because I know quite a few people that work there, and they all have the same issue. They all have the same issue of getting a very expensive tickets just because they couldn't go back to their car to move it, you know?
And what do you think this is going to look like in 5 years?
It's a very good business, or a good startup. I didn't, coming into this project, I didn't think it would be like a feasible idea that it could like get money. But the more I worked on it, the more excited I was about the idea of becoming an entrepreneur and just getting a business out there. I never thought about that idea up until this class. So hopefully it grows. Hopefully we get some numbers. Hopefully we get some traction.
Great.
Other question.
Yeah.
This is a killer idea, especially for somebody who works a lot in the city. Are there other apps that are like this? Or is this a totally original thing you've come up with?
I wouldn't say it's totally original, but just like the ease of use is original in my opinion. So yeah, there's apps out there that tell you like where you park. They tell you like, oh, this park, you know, you can only park for, you know, maybe like 2 hours.
It shows open spots on the other apps?
Yeah.
Yours do that? Cause that's huge. Right?
Yeah. Mine would do that. That's like one of the pictures I had where it kind of like labels like either yellow, red, green, just to show you how long you could stay there.
Yeah.
And red would be like, oh, you have to pay for 2 hours. It'd probably be like, you know, $3 or something.
Jackson,
like
this is such a good idea. When Russ asked about the five-year plan, it seems to me that instead of putting flyers on windshields, you'd want to partner with the city because it's just such a good idea, and it's only going to help everybody, right? Because the traffic is such a nightmare. And then on the five-year plan, it's such a good idea. I'd already be thinking about Chicago and New York and, right?
Cambodia.
Where parking is terrible.
Yeah.
Right. Any other questions?
That goes perfectly. I was just going to say, what's the next spot, theoretically, you think about expanding to? Like L.A., keeping it in like a busy city, something like that, Chicago, something like that? You have any thoughts?
Yeah, I'd say like keeping it in the Bay Area would be the most, like the easiest thing to do. You know what I mean? Like either Oakland, or like, yeah, other parts in the Bay Area, like San Jose. But yeah, if it could get some traction, hopefully like L.A., hopefully like Seattle, things like that.
Think about the network effect. If somebody leaves a spot, you know that they're going to leave at 9:50 because that's when their 2 hour limit's over, and your purchasers, they can be notified 5 minutes or 10 minutes ahead of open that spots that are going to become open.
Mm-hmm. So like a link, like a network.
Well, the more people you get onto your platform, the more you can do, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a critical part, which is why you do want to partner with somebody like the city if you can.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, guys.